In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Welcome back into the club. We started this program talking about men's clothing and the fashion of Costco.
Oh, yes.
The one-stop shop.
There's one thing we can agree on is that Costco provides delicious snacks.
Dude, Costco provides delicious a lot of things. Like the pre-made, like, just heat up, like, food that Costco has. Like, they got burnt ends and, like, the carnitas and all that. They got a really good, like lamb kebabs. Like, I'm sorry, that stuff from Costco, that stuff's dialed.
Whoever does, like, their buying, like, from, who basically decides which items they're going to stock their stores with, they do a great job.
Yes, they do. Kudos to you, Costco.
So, a website, couponbirds.com, put together a list of the most 50 beloved Costco snacks, and the way that they rated them was there have been over 145,000 customer reviews on Costco.com. So what they did was they took the highest percentage of five-star reviews for all the snacks. And they broke them down into categories. So they did like a top 50, but they're all in different categories. So I don't know if you want to know like what's going on with the top 10 or if there's... I'll tell you the categories.
Does the Costco hot dog, does that count? Because that's like...
No. It does not.
That might be the most famous food item in the country.
Yes.
Like the Costco $1.50 like hot dog soda combo, it's like the inflation proof. Like that thing is, I mean, it's world famous. I mean, it's not hot girls walking while giving out bets famous, but that thing is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And
it's the only reason I hate Costco because the BTJ goes there and then I can't get out of there for like 9 hours. But sometimes she'll lure me in with, hey, you get a hot dog. I'm like, yeah. And then if it's a long trip, I'll get one of the little ice cream sundaes as I keep walking.
So there was an article that came out in 2018 on Mental Floss was the website about that Costco hot dog.
Yeah.
And I guess during a 2018 luncheon, Costco's CEO, his name is W. Craig Jelinek, told the story of when he was COO, and apparently he told the co-founder and then CEO that they needed to raise the price of the hot dog
because like,
they were losing money. And he said, quote, I came to Jim, and once I said, Jim, we can't sell this hot dog for $1.50, he recalled, he said, we're losing our rear ends. If you raise the effing hot dog, though, I will kill you. Figure it out.
A freaking man. Don't touch
the
dog.
Anywhere else you need to, the dog stays $1.50.
Stays put. Even get rid of the soda. I even care about the soda.
Yeah, it's to throw in, yeah. I mean,
well, the soda probably costs him like 7 cents.
You're right.
I don't even, like half the time, I'm like, just give me the hot dog.
So the categories they gave us for these snacks are chocolates, cookies, crackers, dried fruit, gum and mints, hard candy and gummy candy, nuts and seeds, protein or breakfast and snack bars, and snacks or trail mix. Is there a particular category that you lean towards?
I tend to like the, because I try not to eat like crap when I'm at home. I save that for bars. And so I usually tend to go towards like your nuts and seeds or like jerky.
Yep.
Because they do. They have like, beef jerky, by the way, is, I don't know why that's the most expensive thing known to man.
Ridiculously overpriced.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I got a buddy of mine that I recently met, and he works over at Old Trapper, and I was trying to grill him. I'm like, hey, man, what the hell? Why is your beef jerky roughly the price of like gold? And he went through a whole thing. Apparently it takes a lot to manufacture. Yeah, I tend to go with the like when you're checking out of the Costco, the snack aisles are right there, like right
all
at the checkout.
The front, so you
right?
can just see something while you're waiting and be like, ah, I need a bag of that.
And you're usually going to get me with some sort of nut cluster or some sort of jerky you're going to get me. Like they have these little cashew cluster, like yep. squares. Oh, so damn good.
So in that category, the number one favorite item is the signature pecan halves.
Okay.
I've never bought them, but a 90%
just
five-star rating.
Just the regular pecan halves, huh?
Followed by walnut pieces.
Yeah. No, I'm telling
followed
you.
By, finally, the Blue Diamond Smokehouse Almonds.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And if you're doing the Blue Diamond, I recommend the wasabi.
Ooh, I like those. Yeah, those, yeah, I think
those
are better.
The wasabi, or they've got a sweet chili, a Thai sweet chili. But I'm telling you, give the, I'm right here, $10.99. Give the Kirkland Signature Cashew Cluster.
Mm.
Give that thing a whirl. 2 pounds, $10.99. Be careful, though, because you're supposed to eat like four of them, and you'll just get like a big old bear paw, and next thing you know, you've eaten like 20. Those things are freaking delicious. And they have a brand new one. They have a new snack mix, and it's a Sweet Heat snack mix. The lady brought it home the
like
other day.
Like a pub mix?
Like a pub mix.
Oh.
It's a Sweet Heat pub mix, and I'm the same thing. Like, I went through the bag in, like, 3 days. So freaking good.
So up at the very top of the list, number one with the most five-star reviews at 91.9% five-star reviews, Utah truffles, dark chocolate truffles with sea salt. That is the number one snack item.
I'm out. I got no time for that BS.
It looks like it's start. I mean, the top of the list is sweet stuff. Then you go Godiva dark chocolate ganache hearts.
Mm.
Then you've got a little, I guess a snack pack you'd call it. It's the Nutella and Go hazelnut and cocoa spread with breadsticks.
Okay.
A little dipper guy.
Yeah, I see that.
Then you get the pecan. You get a peanut butter chocolate coconut bar. The thing is, I feel like most of these are breakfasts and sweets, and I'm like you. I go for more of the salty, like nut mixes, jerkies,
yeah.
things like that. I just picked up a pack of tagine seasoned jerky at Costco. I think it was made by Old Trapper. But that stuff was fantastic.
Shout out again, Old Trapper, Oli, my guy. You make a fine jerky. Also, if you're at Costco and you're deciding to venture away from the Old Trapper, I gotta find it here. It's a pork jerky, and it's like an Asian pork jerky.
Oh, is that like a Korean barbecue one kind of?
Yeah, it's right here, Golden Island. Korean barbecue pork jerky.
I've seen that stuff.
Buckle up.
I haven't bought it. It's worth it, yeah?
Oh, my gosh.
It's worth the test.
Yeah, if you want something a little different, get it. It comes like in the two-pack. Golden Island Korean barbecue pork jerky. So stinking good. But again, you'll eat way too much of it. And it's got a little, it's kind of sticky. It's like it's wet.
And I don't like wet
so
jerky.
It's not your draw. I'm telling you, normally I don't like it either. But next time you're at Costco, I'm telling you, give that thing a whirl. And by the way, you're welcome. I know my snacks.
Little bit of an upset in the cookie category. Their number one cookie, the Lotus Biscoff cookie.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Those are good, but I just kind of associate them as being like very basic, like they hand them out on the airplane because they're kind of cheap and wafery.
Yeah.
That finished ahead of the Oreo and the Nutter Butter.
I'm going to make a bold statement right here. The Oreo cookie, it's trash. It's BS.
I'm not a huge Oreo fan.
No one, get out of here.
I do like a Nutter Butter, though.
Yeah, there's so many better cookies.
Oreos are vegan.
There's so many better cookies than the Oreo, starting with the Nutter Butter. The Nutter Butter is so much better. You got Nutter Butter Milanos, all that stuff. There's just better. The Laura Dunes, the little shortbread cookies.
Oh, I love those.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, those are good.
Now we're talking. That's such a better cookie. Oreos, don't waste my time. Get out of here with that BS. Now I just want a bunch of snacks.
Well, you can go to Costco, buy some nice quarter zip apparel, and get some snacks while you're at it.
Some of those Hang 10 shorts that you wear.
That's all the time we have for today. I'll be back in this chair on Monday as Rop is still out. Thank you for joining us on Primetime. We'll be back Monday, 3 to 7. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different.
Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.